Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, CNN is now exposed. And Biden did something that was not terrible and awful. That's right. Biden did something that was not terrible. So you're going to have to listen to find out what that is. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Gretchen from California for supporting us monthly. Pamela from Alabama for supporting us monthly. I also want to thank Stephen from Hawaii for supporting us monthly. It really helps us and our program reach millions of young people every single month at charliekirk.com/support. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. Please subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. We love when you guys subscribe. It helps us out. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Maybe a cliche when you say you are what you eat, but it is the absolute truth. Eating the right foods ensure you get the nutrients into your body that are essential to maintain your health and vitality. It's also true that if you're not getting enough fruits and veggies every day, you could be seriously deficient in those nutrients so vital to your health. Can you imagine how you'd feel if you were eating 10 servings of fruits and veggies a day? I can tell you from personal experience, the game changer, because I take 6 daily capsules from Balance of Nature. Just knowing I'm getting my vital nutrients sourced from 31 fruits and veggies every day makes a huge difference in my life. Join me and experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 35% and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use discount code Charlie. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code Charlie. Election interference. What is it? It's a statement that is used quite often, but what actually is election interference? Information is power, we are told. We know that to be true. When people consume information, they make choices. Information is easily spread and also easily spread incorrectly. We've been lectured by the left on misinformation and disinformation for years. We've been lectured about the threat of disinformation from people that run message boards on websites I can't even find, and somehow they're a threat to our republic. What if I told you that a network that is mostly in airports, but also in 90 million homes, is actually a functioning Democrat super PAC? Now, we knew this to be true. All you have to do is turn on CNN to know that they've become incredibly dishonest. In fact, they've become activistic. They have become no different than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's political action committee. Now, what I never anticipated, though, and what I never expected, was that we would actually hear them admit this. I never thought there would actually be tape of someone at the highest levels of a news network in our country admit that the information that they are publishing is actually seeking for a desired political outcome. It is seeking a desired political outcome. That the people that are running these news networks, that again, it's in 90 million homes, that their stated objective is to try to defeat Republicans and defeat Donald Trump. Now, if you asked CNN this, they would deny it. They'd say that they're a straight news network. But a very talented and courageous man, James O'Keefe, he just keeps hitting grand slam after grand slam. James O'Keefe does not get credit for the work that he does. If James O'Keefe worked for the New York Times and was exposing Republicans or conservatives, he would have more awards than Ronan Farrow. He uses undercover journalism as a way to expose the true intentions of the most powerful corporations in our country. James O'Keefe has been a frequent guest on our podcast. James O'Keefe exposed ABC News for covering up the Epstein story. James O'Keefe exposed many different apparatus of voter practices in our country. James O'Keefe exposed how postal workers were backdating ballots in Pennsylvania. James O'Keefe exposed Acorn. Now, James O'Keefe might be the most hated man from the American left. And that's saying something besides Donald Trump. The only issue that James O'Keefe has, the only issue, is that none of the networks cover his exposés. That no one in the mainstream power structure gives him the distribution he deserves. So that's why we're talking about it today. So now James O'Keefe will be on radio stations across the country in one of the top podcasts, and yes, on our live stream. So James O'Keefe and his team sat down with the technical director of CNN. And this video is so alarming on a variety of different levels. I'm going to let you listen to it for yourself. But the essence of the video is that the technical director for CNN admitted that their goal was to publish propaganda. I kid you not. He uses that word. And to get Trump out. Play tape.
I think what we did, we got Trump out. I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe it, that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have gotten voted out.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right?
Trump was... I don't know, like his hand was shaking or whatever like that. We brought in like so many medical people to like all tell a story that like it was all speculation. But he was like neurological damage, like that he was losing it. He's unfit to, you know, whatever. We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. You know, that's I think that's propaganda.
That's the CNN technical director saying three things. That should be the number one news story in the country. Number one, that they basically made up this phony narrative that Donald Trump had a neurological disorder just for ratings and that it was, quote, all speculation. We knew that was true. They're admitting it. Number two, that it's all propaganda. Yeah, our network's just a propaganda network. You know, we used to kid around and call CNN Pravda, but now they're calling it themselves. And number three, that the stated goal of CNN was to act like a political action committee to remove Donald Trump from office. That a news network's goal was to interfere with our elections. Cut 49, Project Veritas continues, James O'Keefe's outfit, revealing that the use of the network is to go after whoever they want. And right now, they want to destroy Matt Gaetz because he's a threat. They actually say that Matt Gaetz is a threat here. And I haven't weighed in on the Matt Gaetz stuff intentionally because I don't know what's true and what's not true. It's one of the wildest, weirdest stories I've ever seen. From extortion attempts to all the things that are being accused of, we're going to let the facts go where they lead us. And that's the truth should always be our guide. Project Veritas means truth. However, CNN's admitting, though, no, we want to destroy him. That's the reason I'm playing this tape. Play tape.
If the agenda, say, is to, like, get, like, Matt Gaetz right now, he's, like, this Republican, like, he's a problem for the Democratic Party because he's so conservative, right? And he could cause a lot of hiccups in passing of laws. So it would be great for the Democratic Party to get him out. So we're going to keep running those stories to keep hurting him and make it so that it can't be buried. That's propaganda. It's helping us in some way.
Let me rephrase the best I can. He said, Matt Gaetz is trouble for the Democrat Party, so we need to take him out. So that's the CNN mission statement. The CNN mission statement is now to act like a Democrat super PAC. Now, I think there actually might be cause for defamation lawsuits or some sort of legal action here of a mainstream media outlet where their goal is to character assassinate someone, not tell the truth, not go where the facts follow, or the facts lead you, I should say. Instead, their stated goal is to destroy a human being because he's bad for Democrats. Because he's a threat to the power structure. So we know that the activist media was heading this direction. What's so stunning about this private video is to see that they don't actually believe that they're doing honest journalism. This is a really important point. And so what's so telling about this video is that this guy is not telling another person privately, you know, we're doing really honest work and we're going after the facts and we think that that is going to make America a better place. No, instead, they are now expressing that their intentions are pathological and political in nature, that they have a desired outcome to remove Republicans from leadership and power and to put Democrats in charge. You understand how much power these people have, right? They have the power to push notify millions of iPhones at once. They have the power to corrupt Apple News so that 20 million people can see the same story in the same narrative. They have the power to manipulate a network that's in 90 million homes. It's a lot of power. And if they're going to disguise and camouflage themselves as a media network, when in reality they are a political organization, there's got to be some recourse or some legal remedy to this. Oh, I am a conservative and I love my country. In fact, I wear a shirt that literally says conservative. I do not pretend to be an impartial news network. Now, I do not mislead you. We talk about facts and truth. But I also do not, like CNN, pretend to be just a purveyor of facts. No, this is an opinion show. I'm going to tell you what I think about things with facts and information and data. But CNN is no different than a left-wing version of the Charlie Kirk show, except for two big differences. Number one, they lie pathologically about the fact pattern. Number two, they pretend to be impartial. It's a big difference. And I don't mind opinions. I don't. If you're in the opinion business, then tell us clearly. Rachel Maddow is in the opinion business. It's fine. I don't look at her as an authority figure on giving me a fact pattern. I haven't looked at CNN for that for quite some time. Unfortunately, millions of people still do. Not as much on the cable network, but their web traffic is still rather significant. In fact, I think that it's a little bit of a distraction to look at CNN's television network. It's somewhat irrelevant. It's just kind of a mockery of itself, but their web traffic and their push notification, digital prowess, it influences millions of people every single day. You cannot underestimate the influence CNN has online. It's a very real thing. You can go look at their, is it Alexa, the web rankings? I don't think it's Alexa. It might be Alexa. I don't know. I have the Amazon Alexa thing in my head. There's a objective, they're a top 100 website on the planet. Let's put it that way, CNN.com. And so while their TV network ratings are cratering, their web traffic remains rather substantial. Therefore, this revelation is not insignificant. And guess what? This guy's the technical director. This guy oversees a lot of the digital operations. In Cut 50, James O'Keefe describes to Sean Hannity what Project Veritas has released. I've never seen James O'Keefe wear a tie. It's really interesting. Good for him. Play tape.
You saw the tapes. He's admitting the network is propaganda. He says they were trying to get Trump out without admitting that's what they were doing. You saw me confront him about that. I just want them to be honest. He's not being honest. They're deceiving. And he says that they're helping Biden. They're painting Biden in order to help him with his aviator shades. So this is an extraordinary admission. It's the number two trending story globally on Twitter, which is ironic because Jack Dorsey banned Project Veritas from Twitter, yet our stories trend on Twitter. That means the truth is getting out there no matter what.
And so CNN is the 85th most trafficked. It is Alexa. I was right. Website and global internet engagement, most traffic site, and our 240, and Alexa, I'm sorry, Fox, I'm getting so much information here. Fox is 246. Is that right? Am I reading that right, Connor? So CNN is a top 100 website. So don't underestimate the value of CNN. The cable network is a waste of time. No one watches that. It's a very unserious network. Their digital dominance is a very real thing. It is. Therefore, what James O'Keefe is revealing needs to be taken seriously. So my point is look at CNN more holistically outside of just Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer and Fredo. That's not the entirety of their influence. Because I know we get emails, oh, people don't watch CNN anymore, Charlie. No. That's not even the focal point. The focal point needs to be what they do online. Okay, James O'Keefe then confronted Charlie Chester, the CNN director from the video, And interestingly, he's deleted his LinkedIn page. Cut 51.
This guy, Charlie Chester, has deleted his LinkedIn page. He's taken down his account. He said on LinkedIn, Sean, that he was played a pivotal role in the 2020 election at CNN. So this is, I don't know if this is an FEC violation, but the implications are staggering because Google and Twitter prefer CNN in their algorithms, and CNN considers themselves the most trusted name in news. But here they are admitting that they're trying to help certain political candidates, and they're trying to hide that.
Now, I don't know how that's legal, but that's going to be up for the lawyers to decide. Some of it might be able to protect them in free speech. Outside of the legality, I think that individuals have the right to sue here, including Donald Trump. But more than that, I think the real question is how much longer can CNN masquerade as an impartial or fair distribution information channel in our country when in reality, they're not just an opinion network, they're an activist network. Cut 52, James O'Keefe announces he's suing CNN for defamation. Cut 52.
I'm announcing on your show I'm going to sue CNN for defamation. We're already winning in the Supreme Court of New York. We're the eighth plaintiff since 1964 to get past motion to dismiss. I think a lot of people need to start suing the media for defamation. It's disgraceful what they're doing. It's disgusting. Now they're caught. And if Charlie Chester has not been fired, I'm pretty sure that by tomorrow, Sean, he will be.
I hope James O'Keefe has top-notch security because that man right there is hated by every single powerful person on the left because he brings truth into the public eye. He brings what is dark to light. Look, by now you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike Lindell, he's got a lot of ambition. He's a patriot. He loves his country. A lot of people like Mike Lindell. In fact, I get emails from people. They say, Charlie, how can I help you? How can I help Mike Lindell? How can I help the country? Well, if you go to MyPillow.com and buy anything with the promo code Kirk, it helps both of us. That's right. Maybe you want to go buy the MyPillow slippers. They're beautiful slippers. Maybe you want to buy the MyPillow. MyPillow slippers are so comfortable that you want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. You'll also get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bedsheets, the MyPillow mattress toppers, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. There's actually a breaking new Project Veritas video that we're going to play in its entirety. We got an email here. And I think it comes from a really good place, but I'm going to push back a little bit, which is Amanda from Kentucky. I appreciate the email. Even with CNN's agenda exposed, I feel that many misinformed and moderate Democrats will refuse to hear or believe because it's already been so propagandized and brainwashed. I agree with that partially. But here's my question to you. Are you doing your part to become your own social media network? Have you texted the CNN video to at least 100 people? Maybe text this podcast episode if you're listening on the podcast, or text this link of a live stream. Don't expect other people's minds to be changed unless you confront them with the truth. So you should text this around, especially this next video we're going to play, the new one, which is the breaking video from Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, which is fits perfectly with our flow right now as we're covering this, which is a new video that shows that CNN intentionally inflated the Chinese coronavirus statistics simply for ratings. You'll be able to hear it for yourself as we're uploading that into our feed. And as I'm doing this, of course, the New York Times, which is another Democrat super PAC, comes out with this headline. The white Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot Dante Wright, a black man, will be charged with second-degree manslaughter, a prosecutor said. So they add a black man intentionally. Now, nowhere in this entire news alert from the New York Times do they say that Dante Wright was wanted for arrest. Here's a question to ask your friends. What was Dante Wright wanted for arrest for? Choking a woman and robbing her. So here's a little bit of a task that I'd love to see completed. And I have Benny Johnson on the case. Let's find the woman that he choked. Let's ask her if she thinks that Dante Wright is an upright individual. I'm not saying Dante Wright deserved to die. I have to keep on repeating that for the sloppy activists that watch this program that try to find one sentence that they can copy-paste to try to cancel us. Not going to happen today. What I am saying, though, is that the description of Dante Wright matters. He wasn't a child. He was an adult and a father, 20 years old. He was a gangbanger who used to throw his firearm in front of an iPhone while smoking a blunt, and he decided to resist arrest. If Dante Wright didn't resist arrest, then he would likely, almost assuredly, 99.999999% still be alive today. That's a fact. Most police killings, almost all of them, are justified, and almost all police killings of citizens happen in the heat of the moment. Now, for all of you Monday morning quarterbacks on your couch that have never been in the heat of the moment situation, there's a thing called adrenaline. You ever hear of it? It's when you try to fend for your life, and when adrenaline starts to pump in those situations, and this woman was obviously not meant for prime time, you make mistakes. Who forced that situation? Who created a situation where adrenaline started to flow? Dante Wright or the police officer? Dante Wright did, because he was a criminal that tried to flee arrest. Why? Because the rap songs he listens to and the people in his community and the portrayal of what is good more and more in America glamorizes resisting arrest. Okay. Let's get to another non-controversial topic. That's CNN talking about, this is Charlie Chester, technical director of CNN. This is new. James O'Keefe just hitting dingers. I'm telling you, this guy, I don't know how he keeps doing this. I don't understand why these people keep on, I don't know. The way he gets this footage is, it's actually incredible. And people say, well, I wish more people could see this. Have you texted it to 100 friends? Wait till you hear this. Charlie Chester, we're breaking it together. Showing that CNN was just pumping COVID for ratings. Play tape.
COVID, gangbusters of ratings, right? Which is why we constantly have the death toll on the side. Let's make it higher. Like, why isn't it high enough, you know, today? Like, it would make our point better if it was higher.
It's fear. Like, fear really drives numbers. Fear is the thing that keeps you tuned in.
If it bleeds, it leads. Yeah.
If it bleeds, it leads?
Yeah. No one ever says those things out loud, but it's obvious.
You're about to see is so shocking. Admissions about COVID, its impact, the bias, and things that we've all suspected but have never been able to confirm until now.
Sad news doesn't do well with ratings, you know, like if you can get someone impassioned, that does really well with ratings. Sad news back to back to back doesn't do really well unless it affects them directly. COVID, gangbusters of ratings, right? Which is why we constantly have the death toll on the side, which I have a major problem with, that we're tallying how many people die every day. Because I've even looked at it and be like, look at it and be like, let's make it higher. Like, why isn't it high enough, you know, today? Like, it would make our point better if it was higher. And I'm like, what am I rallying for? That's a problem.
Yeah.
That we're doing that, you know? Like, the special red phone ringing.
Yeah.
And they pick it up. And it's like the head of the network being like, there's nothing that you're doing right now that makes me want to stick. Put the numbers back up, because that's the most enticing thing that we have. So put it back up. So, like, things like that are constantly talked about.
I mean, there's no such thing as unbiased news. Just like this. Any reporter on CNN,
okay,
what they're actually doing is they're telling the person what to say. It's always like leading them in a direction before they even open their mouth. And the only people that we let on the air, for the most part, are people that have a proven track record of taking the bait.
And by the way, I'm still trying to confirm this, that somehow that the person who actually put this guy in this situation, they found him on Tinder. Is that right? Or is that an internet message board thing? That's right. Because I was speculating as I was watching this video, I said, there is no way that this guy is not thinking he's on a date talking right now. Just the way he's talking, his body position, his intensity. This was not a job interview. He thought he was impressing somebody, no doubt. And boy, did he just get exposed. Now, I want to replay this. I'm so shocked when I'm watching this. You're actually hearing me interpret this in real time. Did he just say, I want to make sure I heard this correctly. Did he just say that he was cheering for the death numbers to go up? So here's the way I could summarize this. CNN and their technical director wanted more people to die from the Chinese coronavirus for ratings. That's the summary of that video. He said the little red phone rang, which might have been Jeff Zucker, and they said, go get the rate, go get the death toll back on screen. That's an admission right there from CNN that they were manipulating you and they were manipulating the country to feel more afraid about the Chinese coronavirus than necessary. And we said this for months. We said this is not a new piece of commentary. What is new is the admission. Now, I'm not a legal expert. I'm not. Is any of this illegal? Is there grounds to sue? There has to be. For the manipulation of a country where the CNN technical director said COVID, gangbusters with ratings. The Chinese coronavirus, man, that was a gift to CNN. Do you hear that? Did you lose a loved one to COVID? Have you been locked away for the last year? Has your business been closed because of a lockdown? Has your child not been able to go to school? No. But at CNN, it's a gold rush. It's 1849 right now at CNN, everybody. Because there's blood in the streets. Therefore, CNN gets ratings. And that's Charlie Chester's own admission. And, oh boy, James O'Keefe is genius because he learned from the great Andrew Breitbart. Do you know what I mean by this? There's a variety of things. Andrew Breitbart taught James O'Keefe, you never release all your footage at once. You do a slow drip. You build the narrative. Make the network come out and defend Charlie Chester and then expose them even further. This should bother even liberals in your life. And I encourage you to share this feed if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube with your friends and say, do you see right here a piece of admission? I'm a top level director at CNN who's saying that the only reason they had the death toll was for ratings and they were cheering for it to go up. So a good day at CNN was a day when a lot of Americans died. That's what he's saying. That they had good days at CNN. They were cheering. They were happy. Ratings were going up. They were pleased when morgues were full. That's CNN's new position. So now we're going to have to force CNN to explain this. So if you're a lawmaker out there, you must demand CNN to respond. Fox is going to cover this, I hope, and they will. Tucker will 100% cover this tonight, so will Sean, and Laura will as well. But this deserves a response from now Jeff Zucker himself. Now, something we're not very good at is shareholder activism. And there's got to be some recourse here for CNN to have to explain itself. This is a news network, everybody. How is this any different than Pravda, the Politburo? He called it propaganda himself. That they're not in the news business. He said himself, there's no such thing as unbiased news. There's no such thing as actually communicating honestly. It's that it's all about manipulation. It's about power. CNN is a top 100 website on the planet. They are more digitally dominant than almost any other news network in the country. They could push notify millions of devices at a moment's notice. If Apple was honest, they would pull CNN out of the App Store after these videos. But they won't. Instead, they're going to keep Parler blocked, but CNN there. Which has done more damage to our republic, Parler or CNN? Let you guys wrestle with that one. What if I told you Joe Biden just did something that wasn't terrible, that Donald Trump started and I wish he would have completed? I'm going to be principled. I don't know what Joe Biden's motivations are, but I'm going to tell you something that really does frustrate me. I don't like when some people on the conservative side say something 7 months ago, and then all of a sudden they find a reason to not like it if it actually gets done. So I'm sure Joe Biden's intentions are not great. He's malevolent, whatever. You could draw your own conclusions. What is good, though, is that we're ending the war in Afghanistan. And some of the coverage from the warmongering, war incorporated industry is, oh, this is going to make us less safe. Like, please spare me your neoconservative ambitions. Lindsey Graham goes on television saying that this is the worst thing ever. We must perpetually occupy Afghanistan. There is no national security reason to be perpetually at war in Afghanistan. So let me tell you what frustrates me, that Joe Biden is now going to get political credit for ending the war that Donald Trump actually began to untangle. That bothers me. By the way, let me say this, though. Donald Trump said we have to end the war in Afghanistan. He worked towards it. He actually reduced the level of troops in Afghanistan. He was pushed back against his own Department of Defense, the head of the Pentagon, the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson at the time, and other people. And now Joe Biden announces this, and it's as if he's this wonderful peace officer. That bothers me, and it's unfair. And we all know that exists. We just spent a whole show talking about CNN and how dishonest they are. And all of a sudden, under Donald Trump, CNN like loved war. They're like, oh, we must be in Afghanistan ever. Now they're acting as if they want to end it. They're totally manipulative. But we're not going to be that way. I have done multiple programs talking about how we need to end the war in Afghanistan. And now that it's ending, it's a good thing for the nation. I'm not saying Joe Biden's a good president. I'm not even saying he's doing it for the right reasons. What I'm saying, though, it's a good thing for America to finally withdraw from a conflict that has cost us over $1 trillion, thousands of American lives, and I don't know what we have to show for it. You know, I heard Bret Baier, who I have a lot of respect for, on Fox News this morning. He said, well, you know, what's so great is when I visited Afghanistan, I saw that we have all these new schools built and all these new people. Wait, hold on a second. Is that the mission statement of the American government? To go build new schools in the Kandahar Valley? Meanwhile, we have black kids in Baltimore that you can't find one black kid out of 7 schools that can read at 5th grade level or do math proficiently. Yet we're spending $1 trillion to go build new schools in the Kandahar Valley. I have here the United States Constitution. Nowhere does it say that our primary concern or secondary concern or tertiary concern should be the welfare or the literacy rates of children in Afghanistan. You know what it says in the U.S. Constitution? We the people of the United States. Interesting. Not we the people of the world, not we the citizens of the planet, or we the citizens of the United States in perpetual partnership with the citizens in northern Afghanistan. I wish them well. I really do. They're not going to embrace liberty anytime soon. They're run by backwards-thinking, medieval, Taliban governments, and they're going to be for the next probably 50 years in the foreseeable future. Now, the argument is, well, Charlie, how are we going to prevent the next 9/11? If you actually think that, first of all, that the goat herders in northern Afghanistan were the primary reason that 9/11 happened, you're wrong. 9/11 was primarily an immigration problem, okay? That we let people into our country unscreened and unknown that hijacked airplanes, and then it was a plane security problem. Monitoring goat herders in northern Afghanistan and trying to displace governments and build schools while our own citizens can't read and our businesses are locked down and we're borrowing $6 trillion a year is not the mission statement of the United States government. So Joe Biden ending this war is a good thing. Now, some people say, well, it sends a message to our allies. Yeah, it sends a message to our allies that we're not going to nation build anymore. That's a good thing. Now, do I think we should keep the sanctions on Iran? Of course I do. Do I think Joe Biden is doing an awful thing with Iran? Yes. Do I think he's doing an awful thing with Israel? Yes. Awful with China? Yes. But ending the war is the right thing. But you know why Joe Biden's doing it? He's not doing it because it's the right thing. He's doing it because it's popular. That's why he's doing it. He's doing it because he wants to be able to take a victory lap and say that he got done what Donald Trump couldn't. And I regret. In fact, I'm a little less than happy that Donald Trump didn't actually pull the trigger altogether and pull all the troops out and be able to run on re-election saying he ended a very unpopular war. Sun Tzu, the author of Art of War, famously said, rich nations, prosperous nations, do not fight long wars. You want to cripple your republic? Go worry about schools in Afghanistan when our own people can't read. My loyalty and my allegiance is to our fellow countrymen, not the people of Afghanistan. I wish them well. That's not what we're here for. We're here to govern ourselves, not them. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Email us your thoughts and questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you. Speak to you soon.